welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got a great edition of Freed on Business here today. We're going to have Bill Talbot. He's the president of the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. He's the person that sells Miami to the world. And we're going to have Bill on. We're going to talk about Miami's tourism back in the day, Miami's tourism today, and where we're going to take Miami tourism. Now, it's going to be an absolutely great show because, as you know, Bill drives our business here with tourism. We're going to have also Shelley Bloom on. And in the final quarter hour, I'm going to talk about my historic experiences with Miami. Now, we're waiting for Shelley to call in. So why don't we just start here a little bit with Bill Talbot. Bill, how's it going?
Booming, Jim. It's good to see you again. I love your sunglasses, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much. I have to have them on because you're on and your smile is so big that it's so bright that I need shades. But when I first moved here, a certain type of tourism, I guess it was still a post-war boom kind
what
of
year
tourism.
What year was that?
1967.
I came in 70, 69, 70.
Awesome.
I thought I saw you on the beach.
Oh, that was me. I was the little kid that was sitting next to his dad. I see that the Wonder Woman is, you know, we don't have Oscar anymore. Oscar gave way to Wonder Woman. So we've got Wonder Woman here directing the show, waving, and we've got Shelley holding. Boychick, are you on the other line?
Yes, I is.
Oh, well, listen, man, let's talk. It's the deep part of summer. People are getting ready to go back to school. They're getting ready to come back from vacation and go to work. And I think they need to stop off at Fifth Avenue in the Design District.
I think Wynwood is waiting for you, my son. Here's a little story about how come we sell 4,000 suits a year or 5,000 projected for next year. Why? Because I have decided to do a Thursday, which is just about over, Friday and Saturday sale, giving an all-wool Italian suit that sells for $1,000. Three of them for $5.99.
How do you do that, Sean?
You don't. You just create business and exposure, and you go on James Freed's wonderful 880 AM, and then you get a reshot late at night, and maybe somebody's driving and say, I heard that commercial. That's a good commercial. And what do you know? We've been here, Jim, for 50 years. 5-0, I've done every kind of advertising conceivable. As you know, I was featured in the Herald 3 weeks ago, which we will naturally have a reprint. Again, they had a big, big, big thing on Wynwood. Again, pictures were in there. So I've been around. I've been doing this. I'm probably the last standing Mohegan. Shelley Bloom's Fashion Clothiers is a three basic generation store. I've been here for 45 years, but I've seen three generations come and go. And it's a matter of what can you give the consumer at the right price to make them marching in to Wynwood.
Well, Shelley, what has been able to make you survive when people like, Peter Kent, I forget the, we were talking about Cy Sims a couple minutes ago with Bill.
Barons, Ferries, Lansons, Forum, Sims, that's only $250 million a year. Well, first of all, it's like any basic thing in business. You must listen to the consumer. The guy says, I want double-breasted suits. You better have double-breasted suits if you don't know about it anyway. So you must be a student of the game. You must understand what the consumer wants, consumer acceptance. And most importantly, you must have inventory and you must have prices. You and I talked several weeks ago and we talked about jeans and casual. And I said, the easiest thing is go online. Everybody is online that can read and take a look at Alberto Jeans.
Yeah, my wife did that.
You tell me what was the price?
$225, $250, up to, it depends on the style. There's a gazillion and a half styles.
Thank you. Now, and what did you see in my store?
Like $100, $125, something crazy.
$139.90.
Unbelievable. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I believe it because I shop the market. I know what the story is, and I have 500 Alberto jeans, $139, the most incredible jean, if you like jeans. Now, if you like men's clothing as far as suits, What about the pants you got from me?
They were awesome. Italian wool pants. They're awesome.
And your price was $175.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one other thing about the jeans. I'll tell you who really loves the jeans, my tush.
I tell you, the jeans love my tush, too.
I'll
see you at the gym once in a while, and I'll have to double-check that, but you're always in shorts.
You're too funny, but yeah, but my tush loves the jeans. But tell me again, you got this thing, you put together the package of suits, dress shirts, ties, hankies, socks, you give them a suit bag.
We also have another sale that's where we do our main business.
Okay.
Today we sold 40 suits. There's not a men's store anywhere that sold 40 suits today. Why? Because I give you one very good suit at $299. And then we give you two more suits. And then we give you three shirts, three ties, three matching hankies, three socks, two traveling bags, one for $17. One for $17. And James, those suits do sell for $299 in the stores. They're pre-ticketed that. I've seen them in the malls. I'm going to give you three sizes from, 34 to 66. And naturally, when you're 46 to 66, you pay a whooping $50 more.
Oy.
And you get it for $349. That's how I could sell 40 suits a day. But again, we do have a VIP room. We have $250,000 worth of Italian suits in there. This is an opportunity that I've had it on sale 2 weeks ago at $7.99 for the package. Now it's $5.99, and it's over Saturday, and that's the end of that story. So I would say if you're in the market for a suit, and most people who are in business at one time or another will need the 5,000 suits we sell a year, there are plenty of people who are wearing suits. It's 2650 Northwest Fifth Avenue. The name of the store is Shelley Bloom's Fashion Clothiers. It's 9:30 to 5:30, 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Come in, take a look. Let me explain to you how I've been able to stay here for 50 years in Wynwood, and it'd be my pleasure to welcome anybody listening.
Shelley, I'm coming next week. I'm taking a little time off, going a little slow at the office. I'm going to be in next week. We'll figure out what I'm going to wear in the fall.
Okie dokie.
You're the best, Shelley. Go to Shelley. Quality. You're my pleasure. Quality menswear, quality prices. We'll be right back after this. We're going to talk with Bill Talbert III. He's the president and CEO of the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. Wonder Woman, take it away.
Time for Off the Hook Nightlife, Red Hot Baseball, and amazing fireworks. Join us for Fireworks Friday at Marlins Park. Enjoy over 40 restaurants, bars, and concessions. The thrill of Marlins baseball and an amazing post-game fireworks display presented by Avianca Airlines. Celebrate Colombian Heritage Night on July 18th and watch your Marlins battle the Giants at 7:10. Get your Marlins tickets today at Marlins.com. Marlins baseball. Dive in.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to dive in, too. I love the Marlins, and it's going to be great. I'm actually taking my wife out to Saturday. Saturday against the San Francisco Giants. We're going to have a great time. It's one of the games I targeted to go to right at the beginning of the season. And you know what? You don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always our friends at Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wonder Woman has pointed at me, and that means that it's time for our next segment. We've got Bill Talbot. Bill, stop teasing Wonder Woman and turn back and talk to me.
My sunglasses, it looks so great.
You're too cool. You're too cool. But, Bill, we're going to talk today a little bit about the tourism that was here when I came to town and when you came to town back in the 60s and 70s. Then we're going to talk about what's going on today at places like the Fountain Blue and South Beach. And then I want to talk about what's coming up, things like Skyrise and Superlux Hotels. What a day we've got planned for people today. So let's start. You know, we both came about 1969, 1970, and there was a whole bunch of people that were coming and visiting South Florida, and they were different than the people today. Tell me a little bit about what you remember.
Well, that's the old Miami, and that's gone. There were great days, and we remember the Playboy Club.
Oh, yeah. I used to get in there when I was 16. Oh, man.
79th Street, the bunnies with the tails.
Woof, and they would give me drinks. I must admit that all I would get was a gin fizz, like, you know, like a little 16-year-old guy's drink. But man, the ladies in there, and they would treat you like $1 million.
Well, if you had a 20, you could get...
I had two 20s. I had two 20s.
Then also remember the Castaways.
Oh, my gosh, the Castaways.
Up in Sunny Isles. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, we used to sit on... My friends and I, we used to sit on the boats that parked at the...
The marina there.
Oh, yeah, and we used to tell them that they were our boats, and they were from Canada. They didn't know anything. Boy, those were the days.
And those were the 2- and 3-story motels on Sunny Isles. Those days are long gone. And then you've got the... Serpentarium. Remember the Serpentarium?
Oh, yeah. Bill Haas. Right. Haas.
Bit by snakes 100 times and survived. I think he just passed away at like 100 years old.
Yeah, tough dude.
He killed the snakes.
Yeah,
you know,
Haas.
And what a great time that was. And remember, we talked about Metro Zoo. It was actually the Miami Zoo. Where was that?
Crandon Park Zoo it was.
Really?
Crandon Park Zoo. We used to go to the beach, and my favorite memory other than that
The train.
We talked
about the train. Yes. I saw you on the train.
I was on the train because they kept throwing me out for throwing peanuts at the elephants. I used to have to stand there and make all those blue little wax things. Do they still make those wax things?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah, old Miami tourism, and don't forget all the groves, Spikes Grove, and all the groves that were up and down, and you used to go and you get the box. And I didn't really like the orange marmalade, but I love the oranges that they used to send. Grandma always made sure we got oranges up north.
All day trips.
But, you know, now Orange Groves, those are great development sites.
I see condos and hotels.
There you go. It's high and dry, so people can build on them. And those motels, well, you know, they were originally built as net leases so people could write them off on their taxes. But I think that the biggest owner of those today is Gil Deser, and those are land banks.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Gil be on the show in a couple of weeks on episode 275. Gil's booked for 2 weeks, but in any event...
He's going to be on every day for 2 weeks. What a story that is.
Oh, the guy's terrific. I love him. You know, Mr. Million Dollar Listing.
Sunny Isles Beach. I mean, I remember all the 2- and 3-story Sherman Moon. May he rest in peace. They used to do... You know how they did research at those motels? They went and looked at the tags on the cars in the parking lot.
Oh, that's funny.
That's how I knew where the customers came from.
What, are you kidding me? I used to do that when I was a kid.
You're still doing that. I saw you out here.
Yeah,
I see your Gator tag in the lot here. Is that you?
Yeah, go Gators. You're an FIU guy?
No, I'm on the advisory committee
For tourism and hospitality?
Yes, I am.
How about that? I guessed that, didn't I?
Yeah, but I went to the University of Florida probably around the same time you did.
I did. I read that. I was pulling for the Gator thing to come out there.
It was the best 7 years of my life, let me tell you.
Yeah, I was only there for 6. But I did get a graduate degree. But, Bill, so we've got all the historic things that have been going on.
Oh, and also you had Jackie Gleason and Arthur Godfrey.
How could we forget about them? Oh, my God.
Muhammad Ali.
Oh, Sonny. No, Sonny Liston. No, he wasn't
down. Down goes Liston.
Yes, yes. Yes, and we had Dundee.
Yeah, Angelo Dundee, the Fifth Street Gym. I actually spent some time at the Fifth Street Gym right there on Washington and Fifth Street.
Oh, and I went to a bunch of Miami Floridian games back in the day.
Calvin Murphy.
Yes, Calvin Murphy.
Wow, we haven't even rehearsed this.
No, this is
the
super
striped ball. The kids, who are listening to this don't understand the striped ball.
Oh, I used to go to see them at the North Miami Beach Convention Center. Oh, my God.
Victory Calvin
Park
Murphy.
Pool. Calvin Murphy. And, oh, it was the greatest times we
it
used to have.
It was fun. And the Floridians. The Floridians.
The Floridians, yeah. And the Briscoe brothers and Terry Funk wrestling at the convention center.
Oh, my God. Saturday Night Wrestling.
Oh, it was great. And Gordon Sully.
A championship wrestling from Florida, and that wrestling was real back then, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
It was absolutely real.
Oh, yeah. Well, Dusty Rhodes, I mean, the Atomic Elbow, he'd tell that. Hey, Wonder Woman, how much time do I have left to reminisce with Bill? 10 seconds or 10 minutes? Oh, my gosh. That's wild. Why don't we do this? Let's go to a break. That's right. I reminded you, Wonder Woman. We've got a break coming up in the middle of the segment, right? Oh, yeah, we do. Look at your sheet. Anyway, so we'll keep talking while Wonder Woman tries to figure this out, Bill. All right, so the tourism back then was motel, mom and pop, basically from New York, New Jersey area.
And very little international.
And very little international.
Very little international.
And then the switch flipped.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, that was yesterday. Now we're going to start talking about today. What's going on now? What happened?
Tourism is Miami's number one industry. Always was, always will be. We've added jobs in hospitality and tourism for the last 4.5 years. We're now one of the top luxury destinations in the entire world today. We've built bunches of new hotels on the beach. And, you had the development of South Beach.
Yeah, it was great.
South Beach didn't exist when we got here.
No, it didn't.
It was kind of fading, but you had the marrying of the preservationists and the guys like Tony Goldman, who were entrepreneurs, and they saw something. And with that marriage, you had South Beach. And by the way, South Beach, if you say we don't have attractions, which we do, the Seaquarium, et cetera, et cetera, but if you put a fence around South Beach and a ticket booth, that's one of our top attractions.
Well, listen, Bill, that's a great transitional thing. We're going to talk about more about South Beach, its evolution. We're going to talk about Miami Spa Month because we're talking today. But we'll be right back after this. Wonder Woman's got us teed up for our ad break, and we'll be right back in a couple minutes, and we're going to continue to talk about what's going on today and tomorrow in Miami from a visitation and tourism standpoint. Wonder Woman, take it away.
It might seem crazy.
All right, I'm happy, she's happy, we're happy, it's a happy time, because we're in Miami. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
That has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions. This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Friday night in Miami. Time for Off the Hook Nightlife, Red Hot Baseball, and amazing fireworks. Join us for Fireworks Friday at Marlins Park. Enjoy over 40 restaurants, bars, and concessions. The thrill of Marlins baseball and an amazing post-game fireworks display presented by Avianca Airlines. Celebrate Colombian Heritage Night on July 18th and watch your Marlins battle the Giants at 7:10. Get your Marlins tickets today at Marlins.com. Marlins baseball. Dive in.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Everybody knows that the listeners are the most important person on the show. So I want to thank everybody for driving with us today and listening to us today. We've had a couple of technical glitches as Wonder Woman gets a feel for the show, but we've got a great way to make up for it. It's our guest, Bill Talbot. Bill's the president and CEO of the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. He's in charge of selling Miami to the world. And man, you're kicking butt, Bill.
Well, I mean, the world can't get enough of Miami today. We're booming. We see new hotels, new attractions, new heritage neighborhoods, new everything. And I think, and for your listeners to know, in 2013, for the first time in our history, we had more international visitors than domestic. No other city in the United States can say that. None. Zero. Nada.
Well, that's absolutely awesome. And do you know what else? Everybody's out there driving. They're driving in traffic. Maybe it's raining. Maybe it's not. But I know something everybody everywhere in town could use right now, even if they're not uptight, but especially if they are, Bill. And why don't you tell us what that is?
Well, it is. Thank you, Jim. It is Miami Spa Month, our seventh year. We have 36 of the top spas in town. MiamiSpaMonth.com. Go look at it. $99 all of July and into August. It's unbelievable, and it's our seventh year. And if I can get out of here and you let me out of here, I'm going to go get a spa treatment.
I'm telling you right now, you got Turnberry, you got the Hotel Victor, you got the Ritz-Carlton, the Biltmore, Canyon Ranch, all of them, and Aquilina. I could go. There's like two
They're
pages here.
36, you know. They're all in the program.
I'm taking next week off, and I just figured out what I'm going to do.
It's MiamiSpaMonth.com. I encourage your listeners to go to that website because the services for each spa are a little slightly different. So you may like one thing and not like another, but it's not the same service at every place for $99. So go look. But it's north, south, east, and west, and it's one of our most popular programs that the Bureau puts on. I think your listeners all know about Miami Spice, August 1st, our 13th year of Miami Spice. So in August, we'll have Miami Spa and Miami Spice, so you can go eat and then go get a spa treatment.
And this is what's going on in tourism in Miami today. What other stuff is, like, going on? How are you getting all of these people here, Bill?
Well, it's very simple. We have partnerships. We partnership with all the local business groups. We have partnerships with the governments. We have 1,000 private sector members. And because of the funding from Visit Florida, from Brand USA, we're able to establish offices in 40 cities around the world. 40 cities. Half of our business is international. So we've got a new airport, rail connector to downtown, heritage neighborhood, new cultural facilities, and some of the top hotels in the world to go along with the hotels we all know about. But we're one of the most popular tourist destinations in the world today. Luxury.
Now, one of the things...
Luxury.
I heard you. One of the things that I noticed, and I do the evolution of one of the heritage neighborhoods, we'll call it Wynwood.
Yes.
I do it by the tracking coffee, where I used to get it at Enriquetta's, the local place. Then I got it at Latin Cafe when they moved there. Then I went over to Panther Coffee when Panther Coffee opened. Then I went to Lester's when Lester opened. And now I go back to Enriquetta's. And so yesterday I go to Enriquetta's with Tarik Maddox, NFL trainer of the Stars, the guy that trains Frank Gore, yours truly. And we sit down for lunch after my training. And we're surrounded by sun-baked tourists.
Luxury. One of the most popular destinations in the world today. The world can't get enough of us.
Well, there's the Fontainebleau, for starters. High five to the Sofers.
Fontainebleau, they have 12 luxury. They just had the iHeartRadio, because I know that's involved with iHeart here. The ultimate pool party. You know, the Fontainebleau bought a fishing boat.
No.
They painted it blue.
Yeah.
They put the name Blue on it. They go out every day and catch the fish that they serve in their restaurants. How many places in the world can say that?
Well, the Sofers are pretty smart people. I know that. Look at what they've done at the mall. Look at what they're doing.
And
with,
they've got Turnberry, the Turnberry Project as well.
Oh, my gosh. It's absolutely beautiful.
They golf. They got golf there.
Oh, yeah.
They got shopping.
It. Listen to you. You'd think that you sell Dade County all day.
Yeah, I got the sunglasses on to prove it.
You sure do. You sure do. I mean, you know.
Get your sunglasses. Just for a minute, Jim, please.
All right. Well,
just...
I got to be able to read the stuff.
Oh, you got to read the stuff. Okay.
Okay, hold on a minute. Hold on, I'm getting my sunglasses.
It's a requirement here for 880.
All right, there you go. So
okay,
if I mess
better.
Up anything, if Wonder Woman gives me a signal that I can't see, it's all your fault, Bill. But now we've got our shades on. And what are some other new things that we can look forward to here this summer that are going on? Any big conventions coming to town?
We have we actually have this week. The swimwear convention.
That's right. I read about that.
Yeah, the swimwear.
My favorite convention.
On Miami Beach. We actually have some very important meeting planners and customers in town. The National Association of Black Hotel Owners, Operators, and Developers here, Andy Ingram.
Awesome.
Downtown.
Awesome.
We have the multicultural
Welcome.
Convention in town. But I think the swimwear convention is one that...
probably
raises. And we actually, the Convention Bureau... started that show about 7 years ago.
Wow.
And this is how long ago this was. We were looking to get some business in the summer because it was a little slower. But you know what? The seasonality out of this industry is gone. I think all of your listeners know it's gone every month. Every month. There's no slow month. The world, one of the top vacation destinations in the world today.
Now, how about staycations? People can't go away for more than three, four days.
Well, you've got some of the top resorts in the world. My goodness. I mean, if you go to our website, MiamiandBeaches.com, you can see the staycation section, hot dates, hot rates. And it's, look at these great resorts we have, whether it's the Doral. Donald Trump looks on a map and he says, I'm going to Miami.
To spend a lot of money and
I'm
make
going
it.
To Miami.
Oh, yeah.
So he's creating, in his vision, the number one golf resort in the world. Trump National Doral Miami. The word Miami is key. The brand is on fire. It's as popular as ever been. You go anywhere in the world today and they say, where are you from? You say Miami. They say, oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. And
wow.
I think we have a mutual friend that helped come up with branding Miami, too.
Well,
that's
Bruce,
how we met
Bruce,
each other.
Bruce Turkel from Turkel. We've worked with Bruce for a long, long time. We know the family. We know, we hang out in the Grove a bit. We tell Grove stories, right? Like you, Jim.
Hey, listen, you know, I basically spent you my were in whole the, life in a Grove.
You were in the same building I was in years ago.
That's right, when you were working for the World Women's Tennis.
Women's International Tennis, so, and Ezra Katz, and it's a great building, but the Grove is coming back.
The Grove is coming back. You talk super lux. Talk super lux to my friends at TerraCorp, man. I'm watching that. You talked about watching steel go up. That's a bunch of shifting and shaking steel. The face of Miami is just evolving, and everybody's doing one of these artsy buildings now.
And the Starkitects. You know, you talked about staycations.
Oh, yeah.
Now you have the Starkitects. That's Rem Koolhaas, I think, for that building.
Uh-huh.
There's some of the top architects in the world. If you look at the Perez Art Museum, Miami, that architect also did the Olympic Stadium in Beijing, the Birdcage. Remember that?
You're kidding. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. This is the top architects in the world are designing and developing buildings in this town all over, north, south, east, and west.
So 50, 100 years from now, people are going to go on those big red bus tours, and they're going to be looking at all the buildings that are going to be built today. So we're living in history.
You know, that's a bit, you know, it wasn't that long ago, 3-4 years ago, we had no big bus tours. None,
right.
Zero.
I know.
Now we got four, a company out of Spain, four big bus companies. Four years ago, we had none. I remember when we cut the ribbon on South Beach for a big bus, and I told them that day, you're going to do very well. Little did I know, my gosh.
It's awesome. I go on those things just to figure out what's going on in town and look at all the markets that I do business.
Yeah, exactly.
It's awesome. Yeah. Well, listen, Wonder Woman gave me the message. We got to go out here for the turn around the horn. We're going to talk a little UHealth. We're going to talk and do a little business. We're going to pay a little bills. And then we're going to be back with our bill for today, Bill Talbot. And we're going to talk about what's going to happen in the future in visitation in Miami. If you want to see what's going to happen in one of Miami's main engines, stick with us. We're going to blow your mind back after this.
Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck. And the reason that you had to care.
All right. Wow. We've just got a beautiful day here in Miami, and every day is a beautiful day in Miami, isn't it, Bill?
Sun is always shining.
All right. Bill tells me the sun is always shining because I gave Wonder Woman a side curveball, and she didn't have Bill's mic live. But I'll tell you what is live. That's our friends at Warren Henry. Because when you're looking to buy or lease a car and you want to get every advantage that you can, well, heck, head over to Warren Henry. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Heck, I've even got my Fitbit linked with Larry's Inn and Ismet, so I'm tied into Warren Henry 24/7. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
As we get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts. With the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom Palmer Eye Institute and new high-def lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. Call 305-243-2020 to schedule a consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. It came out yesterday in the Herald that Bascom Palmer's been ranked number one eye hospital in the country now for 11 years in a row. Bill's applauding, and I'm standing up. By U.S. News & World Report, visit BascomPalmer.org, and this is my favorite part of the commercial, or call 305-243-2020. I love that. To schedule your consultation today.
Friday night in Miami. Time for Off the Hook Nightlife, Red Hot Baseball, and amazing fireworks. Join us for Fireworks Friday at Marlins Park. Enjoy over 40 restaurants, bars, and concessions. The thrill of Marlins baseball and an amazing post-game fireworks display presented by Avianca Airlines. Celebrate Colombian Heritage Night on July 18th and watch your Marlins battle the Giants at 7:10. Get your Marlins tickets today at Marlins.com. Marlins baseball. Dive in.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are rocking, and we are here with Bill Talbot. Bill is the president and CEO of the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. We talked about Miami's visitation back in the day when I was growing up. We talked about all the smoking hot stuff that's going on today, but what I really want to hear is what's coming up next, Bill. What do you got in your bag? Oh, wait, before we go to Bill, I've got to do my UHealth 2-minute read, so I'm going to do that now. The University of Miami Health System brings you the brightest minds in best care right here in South Florida, and UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation, and soon it will be over on the Southwest Coast. And what sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. In fact, stick with us because next week we're going to have the new director of UHealth on our show, Dr. Cohn. When more than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. We should talk about that, Bill. This is going to bring visitors.
Yeah.
UHealth, seriously, these are some of the best rated hospitals in the country. We just heard me say about Bascom Palmeri Institute. It's ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for now an 11th year in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. Look for the Dolphins Cancer Ride. We'll be doing some stuff with that, too, this summer. You know, if you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better, and they're doing some really innovative stuff there. They've even figured out a way to use your own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000. Or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice.
Right. All right. Wonder Woman found the right tape. She's rocking back there because she's on autopilot now for the second half of the show. And we are back with Bill Talbert. He is the president and CEO of the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. And without further ado, Bill, what's coming up in town in the future?
Well, gosh, we've got a lot of great things. You know, we're going to have that port tunnel open in the next few weeks.
Cool. Can I go through there?
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait to drive through that thing.
It's a billion-dollar project that's under the Miami River to the cruise capital of the world. We're going to get new cruise ships or building more ships. We're the cruise capital. We always were. We always will be. You know, we bought that. You've got the Museum of Science is topped off, and it's going to be opening next to the Perez Art Museum, Miami. We've got development of hotels all over. I think your listeners, the ones that are here, not on the internet around the world, but the crane has flown back to Miami, and many of those cranes are building hotels, many of them luxury hotels.
Yeah, we're using the hashtag cranes up and taking photos of development all over town. It's really kind of an awesome thing to be able to watch.
It is unbelievable. Why? Because the demand for travel to Miami is at record levels.
Demand by luxury travelers, not just people hopping in their car and driving from Ocala.
I'll give you an example. 3 weeks ago, Qatar Airways began direct service to Miami.
Wow.
Qatar is the richest country in the world, but it's not about Qatar. It's about connection to Asia. This is the first Middle Eastern carrier that has direct service to Miami. What's the first thing they did? They bought a luxury hotel, the St. Regis in Bell Harbor. They're going to build a luxury club at Miami National Airport. I heard today, you know, they started with four days a week. They're going to go to 7 days very quickly. Why? All the planes have been full.
Oh, my gosh. Does that mean that the brand that you helped build with Bruce Turkell is really pumping it out into Southeast Asia and the Middle East and farther? When are the Chinese coming?
Absolutely. Well, this is our connection. You know, Qatar has connections to 7 cities in China, 11 cities in India.
Whoa.
So we're close to working with Emilio Gonzalez and our county partners. Get service, maybe the next service would be in Tokyo, from Tokyo.
Wow.
But we've got 90 carriers coming here, 90 carriers. And it's 97. What's the important thing, Jim, for your listeners? 97% of our visitors come by air.
And how many come back, Bill?
Well, actually, our repeat business is about 85 to 90%.
Home run to you!
85 to 90%. We don't have any of the been there, done that stuff. Why? Because every year,
it's different.
Every day, it's different. It's always evolving. New attractions, new neighborhoods.
We're living and breathing.
It is unbelievable. Now, with that said, it's ours to lose. All of the international customers we have spending billions of dollars, our competition wants to get that away from us. But we're not going to let them do it.
How are they going to look as sexy as us, Bill?
They're working. Well, if you look at the collateral material from Hainan, China, for instance, that owns an airplane, you can't tell the difference in Miami Beach and the beaches in Hainan. So we understand that. Now, they're on the other end of the world. We want to get those Chinese visitors to here, and they love South Beach. They love this community. And when we get Lyft, what we call Lyft Air Service, and that's going to happen. That is absolutely going to happen. But, you know, half of our business, over half of our business is international, a third from Latin America, growing from Europe, and it's and why is an international visitor important? I think we all know why. They stay longer and they spend more. At the end of the day, what I do every day is jobs, to create jobs and support jobs in our community.
Oh, man, Bill, you just hit the nail on the head. It's about jobs. We've had the folks from the Knight Foundation on. We've had Emerge. Hey, we didn't even talk about technology and the technology tourism.
We invested in that. We got, we're working on the convention center that will be competitive on Miami Beach. We give a great shout out to Mayor Philip Levine.
Yes, Philip Levine. Yes. Huh? High five to Philip Levine.
And they're moving that project very quickly. The city commission has decided on a site for a headquarter hotel.
Well, high five to Jimmy Morales, too.
Jimmy
then.
Morales, yes. We know. And Jimmy and the new commissioners and the old commissioners, they're moving very aggressively. We had a meeting with meeting planners last week. The world can't wait for that new convention center on Miami Beach. They're ready to book it today.
Well, these people book years in advance, you've got to be selling that thing. And and so what you're hearing from the meeting planners is that their constituencies want to get to Miami. They want to feel and be in Miami.
They're ready to go. And many of them are medical, pharmaceutical, computers, banking, you know, the kind of industries that can pay what the hotels are demanding today, but they have an international customer base, and they want an international community just like Miami and Miami Beach. We're perfect. We're ground zero. When that project gets done, it's going to be one of the top convention centers in the world today.
You know, one of our big sponsors is the University of Miami Medical Center. We call them UHealth, and UHealth is very involved in generating, building, and promoting this medical tourism. And so, you know, people like Robert Finvar built the hotel right there by the medical center. I know Swerdlow Group and our group are building the Shops of Civica, which is going to provide a real fix to the hole in the donut for food and beverage over at the Civic Center. It's going to become an area to live because a lot of people come here just for that.
And your convention bureau is involved very much in the medical tourism program. Visit Florida has just, because of the legislature has said this is going to be important. We're very much involved in medical tourism. It's very important to us. It's emerging. That's another one. Everybody else wants to get into medical tourism. So while we're excited about these things, here's what we do at the convention bureau. We work hard. We work every day. Others are sleeping. We're working.
You're playing offense and you're playing defense 24/7, 365.
You got that, Jim. That's right. That's right.
You know, it's really great because I've always been concerned where my beautiful hashtag Sky Palace that I look out and do all my tweets off of, I see the port. I watch the different seasonality of the port visitation. I see when we have fewer boats one year than the next, when it seems like they're in an evolution in a transitionary period. And I've been noticing that you can't get dockage during the winter time anymore. 7 or 8 boats sometimes.
Cruise capital of the world. When you know Disney Cruises arrives, you know that something's happening.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And so that means we've got the we've got the family tours, we've got the upscale adult tours, we've got the carnival tours, we've got the NCLs, and I used to think that it was a bunch of hotel rooms that came and went back in the day. That's what I used to say 15 or 20 years ago.
This is a whole integrated program. Also, you know, we're the only place in the United States with two national parks. No other destination can say that.
Oh, Biscayne and Everglades.
You got it, Jim.
So we're bounded by ecotourism.
But no place else, because we've got South Beach and downtown and our heritage neighborhoods. Everybody knows that in Doral, but two national parks. And once again, everything we do, you do here at the radio station, you do it as a person and a company, is to distinguish yourself from the competition. That's what we do every day. That's why people are coming here in droves, because there's something to do for everybody. Everybody says that, but nobody can say we've got the only place with two national parks in the United States, the largest concentration of boutique hotels, the cruise capital of the world. Nobody else can say that. And also the space we occupy, Jim, is there are few, if any, places in the world that are both tropical and cosmopolitan. Miami has that. It's easy to get to. There are a lot of tropical places. There are a lot of cosmopolitan places, but only one Miami, tropical and cosmopolitan.
And we're in the safe, secure, stable United States. And that, I think, is a very big, important part of why we're able to expand our brand internationally and attract people from all over the world who want to come here.
But we're also a global brand. We're the most international of the cities in the United States, and people feel comfortable here. There's language. There's a vibe here that you don't get anywhere else in the world. It's called Miami.
It is Miami. It is a brand. It is a way of life. It is a state of mind. It's an environment. It's an energy.
And it results in jobs. Every zip code in this town has jobs in the hospitality industry. We're for diversification. That's great. But one of the top vacation destinations, we get that convention center done, we're going to be one of the top meetings destinations as well.
When we get it done, and I'm telling you it's coming. I know Philip Levine, if there's one thing that guy does, he gets it done.
And he's listening to the show right now, Jim.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. But okay. And Jimmy Morales is right behind him. I know them both. They're both wonderful, terrific, committed guys to their community. They've given up a whole heck of a lot to do this for Miami and the CVB and all of us here. Bill, we've got 15 seconds. What's your final word?
It's about jobs, jobs, jobs. It's about Miami Spa Month. It's about, staycations, it's more about family today. Enjoy your family. Hug your family. A lot of things going on in the world. Let's be thankful for what we have here in this great place called Miami. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. It's my Miami. It's your Miami. It's our Miami. We're going to be right back after this. I'm going to give you my thoughts on Miami's place in the world as a tourist destination and as a place to build your business. We'll be right back after this short break again. Thanks so much to Bill Talbert, President and CEO of the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. Wonder Woman, it's all yours. Closed. All right, Bill was closing. He's still closing. He can't get enough of closing, and I can't get enough of my good buddies at Warren Henry. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. Heck, Bill Talbot's been talking about that for the last 45 minutes, how we give the world what they want in Miami. Well, Warren Henry Family Auto Dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, well, they know this too, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased all my Infiniti cars from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know, Lauren's an international star for kids and security and keeping our kids safe. She'll be back on the show next week. And it's been a big month and a big year for Lauren. She's done her walk in her shoes. She's gone international. She's been everywhere, all over town. And why? Because she wants to prevent what happened to her to not happen to other people. It's time to act, to shine a light where there was once darkness, to protect those that are most innocent among us. So go to www.laurenskids.org and help us make the world a better place for our kids.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, it's my turn to give my view and only my view, and here it is. It's, I love this town. I think it's the center of the universe. I don't know why anybody else would want to vacation or live anywhere else. I'm about to go on a one-week staycation, and believe me, I've got the Miami spa thing here. I'm trying to decide, me and Vivian will decide which one we're going to go to. I'm sure she's got an opinion on everything, but it's amazing. And you know what? This ain't the only month. There's something going on every single month that the CVB has got going on. Film month, spa month, spice month, attraction month, sports month, shop month. I can't tell my wife about that one, Bill. I got to keep that a little quiet. But Miami's completely different. When I grew up, Miami was Porky's. I don't know if you've seen the movie Porky's, but all Miami was places to have a couple of drinks. You couldn't drive in your car if you had drinks. But before you went drinking, you drive around in Coconut Grove on all the dark streets, get your friends from North Dade scared about where you would be, and then pull out of there and try to figure out where you were, and then you'd go home and sit in your car in your house because there wasn't much else to do unless there was like a concert at the High Life Fronton. Saw Bruce Springsteen there. Had to wait until Bruce Springsteen sold out. He eventually did. What a great show that was. But yeah. The High Life Fronton, Gulfstream was there. For crying out loud, there was another track at South Beach where today all the condos are.
Dog track.
Thank you. Bill's here for technical,
dogs.
The dogs. Exactly. He goes to the dogs. We're going to the dogs after this. But Miami's really evolved. And gosh, I've got one of those jobs that's tied to tourism. We own a whole bunch of hotels. We're building one over in Edgewater now. We're building another one over by the airport where the old Bennigan's was. We're doing another one on Miami Beach, which I can't talk about that. And we're doing all kinds of other things. And it's all thanks to you, Bill. It's all thanks to you bringing people here and making them want to come back.
Everybody working together.
Oh, you're such a teammate, Bill. It is. We all do work together. We all do pull together, except, of course, when we're driving in the speed lane on I-95, but that's a different story. You know, it's summer in Miami when there's enough space on I-95 for the guy that's lost to go over four lanes of traffic to get off that exit. Happened to me on the way into work today. But getting back to the point at hand, Miami's evolved. Miami yesterday, all those motels were built by Irving Miller up in Sunny Isles. Gil and his father have come here and turned that into an oasis across the street from all the shopping that Renan Katz has built. Oh, high five to the Katz family. High five to all the people that are making it happen up there. And well done to all the people that have been brought hospitality careers. You see, Bill, you talked about jobs. It's not just about the maids, and it's not just about the F&B people. It's about the GM. It's about having an ownership and an investment opportunity. There are so many different careers and family fortunes that are tied to the people that the CVB brings here over and over again. And I got to tell you is that when I graduated college, I worked for one of the groups, and we did the feasibility study for the original expansion of the convention center on Miami Beach. And we also did the study for the Knight Center. And I got to tell you, that was almost 30 years ago. 30 years ago. 30 years ago and nothing's changed. Bill, put your change hat on. If Mayor Levine and Jimmy Morales are listening, please, guys, get it done. Because they are. I know they are. But I remember when Lincoln Road was dead and they were then tearing up the streets and nobody saw what was going to happen. Thousands of dollars this stuff trades for, and it's because of the people that I just mentioned and all the people here in South Florida that pull together all the time. It's not just the day when I was growing up where it was, be a friendly Floridian, put on your happy face, and you had the people swim. They were water skiing at Cypress Gardens. Those days are gone. Today it's hot and spicy and sexy, and it's all about Miami, and that was our show today. All about Miami today, tomorrow, and yesterday. I want to thank Bill Talbot. Man, give me a high five,
yeah,
Bill.
Baby. I love your sunglasses.
Oh, you are the best.
I love your sunglasses.
Thank you, Bill. I love you, man. We need more salesmen in town like you. And I want to thank our sponsors. Of course, UHealth, capitalizing on Bill and his medical tourism. I want to thank Warren Henry. I got to tell you, I guarantee those guys sell a lot of cars to your guests. The NFL Alumni Caring for Kids, they've got their bowling tournament coming up this weekend. The Miami Dolphins and the Miami Marlins. I'm sure they benefit a little bit from what Bill does. Social Media 305. Brewster Kell introduced us. Lawrence Kids, for a serious moment, let's protect our kids. The Aztec Group, hey, we capitalize on this all the time. The Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, they teach kids how to do that. UHealth, but again, I want to thank our listeners, because without our listeners, I'd have no program. So join our community. Give us comments, feedback. Tell us who you want to hear from. We've got Gil Deser coming up in 2 weeks. And next week, Jim Engleton, and we're going to talk about using cash cards and how that can help you build your business. So I'm at Jim Fried. I'm at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, website, thousands of hits. If you missed our show, it's going to be up on their website as soon as Wonder Woman gets it to me at www.friedonbusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 880 AM. Lauren Book will be here. Jim Engleton will be here. I'll certainly be here. And remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wonder Woman, take it away. You don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off a lone ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't